Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that goes through the minds of different content creators. I'm Julian, the creator behind Utterly Random Techie, and I'm really grateful that you're listening to the show. If you haven't already, subscribe on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, as it really helps the show a lot. As promised last week, I have a special episode for you guys since my two guests and I were talking about this cool topic called freelancing. So I was wondering how freelancing works, and I talked to my two guests from previous week's episode, and it was a fun conversation. It went off the rails, went to Bisaya, Cebuano talk, we went to really random places. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and Mimi and Roneth are the ones in this episode as well as last week's. Hope you enjoy this one, and meet you in the outro.
Mag-speak ko ng Cebuano, iya ko kasabahan. Mag-speak ko ng English, iya ko kasabahan. Kung ako ang language, kaya magka-mix daw niya. Lalo ka Spanish? Lalo ka Spanish?
Sige na lang na yung pangasaba.
So I was trying to like,
try to
learn Spanish.
So mag-learn Spanish in South America?
No, dilip.
Oh, I thought mo na yung agenda.
Dilip. Mo, kuyo ko, real youth things. Sa Panama na siya. Pero before that, we're going to Costa Rica and then we go to Panama.
Wow.
And then I think we're going to Peru. And from that, maraganahan ako mag-travel. Visit lang ako na ako kumiga sa Ecuador sana. Nakapagpulog na ako ng Costa Rica.
Kasi kasaman ko niya ba? Luya, sige. Kasapan.
And ako sa Jude. And ako sa Jude, uyab ni Poch na you have to like stay there 3 months to 6 months to like practice your Spanish. Kaya ganahan mo siya doon magkapan ko. So, very supportive.
Wow, that's
pero,
nice.
Pero, hindi pa na siya po. Uy, kwarta pa hila ko na. Pero, maraming, i-push na din ako. Mahala 3 weeks na siguro. I-push po kay kwarta ko.
Like, another question about freelance. Like, so, like, how, ginsan yung pag-discover na pwede na siya na line of work or something? Na curious ako.
Ito siya, nagabi ka pa pa na yung discover. Niya ko kay,
huro, kama na ako. Like, due to poverty. Like, ito nga time, eh. Actually, scholar ko. And then, bro, wala na ako na job dito akong time. So, nakabung ko. Kaya, tatang ko sa scholarship.
Yeah.
Nasa na scholarship?
Sa working.
Working.
Like, ito, natanggang ko yun. Na, due to misunderstanding ko, mga pwede pa hindi ako mabalik. But, I didn't pursue ka. Isa na ako pa, teacher sa county. Ganyan siya nga. I-pursue na lang ang freelancing, katal kayo nang nagsugod ako. Like, on the side, kayo nag-write ko kong articles, ano. But, katong nga tayo nga siya nga, i-pursue na lang full time. Kaya naamon siya kayo ka ng talent, na char. Toto, ay ko nga, sige, ako mo to ako gip-try and mo to, I didn't regret it. Kaya ko lang naka-establish ko ko ng business, na-establish na ko ang akong career sa freelancing.
That's nice.
So, out of, ako before, out of necessity, dito siya kayo. Kailangan ko kumupayar ang condition and if, to stop ko, but like most of the sa mga students, kung stop sila kay mag-call center. Hindi mo na ako makaya ang stop at sa mag-time ko kay manang masupo akong parents, di ba?
Yeah.
So at that time, ganita ko yung job na mabuhat na ko sa balay. So at first kay content writing, na may ka lang Upwork, ka lang online naman. So I started with Upwork, and until now, Upwork ganun. Di ko friends kaya ang uban kaya mag-source
mga clients.
Di, ang uban kaya like direct client.
Oo, kaya like uban like you start pa sa Upwork and then eventually kay
gidit
siya. Nag-gidit siya lang ginila Upwork, gidit so na.
Okay, kaya nakukman siya ng fees.
Yeah,
so mo ano siya.
Ako na, oo ako na. Out of necessity ako kay out of.
Out of what?
Kasi I wanted to like travel solo mong girl before pa ko nag- before pa Jordan. So I wanted to travel solo and I wanted to like earn money while traveling. That's why I bumped into like freelancing and I tried it and I get, yes, I can do that. Like, I mean, they did it. Why I can't for like,
money? Yeah, yeah.
along one. So yeah, I tried it and now I'm doing it sad. I think it's really helpful, Sad, that you have a blog because they tend to go
there. I started there as well. I gave my blog as a
blog. Because they really like look your stuff. Blog first, what you're doing. Because it's like my client now, she visited my blog and then she opened my Facebook page and then my YouTube and so she was like, oh, you can do this, okay, or something like that. So it's really
it
like,
gives them an idea about, ah, she knows her thing, because she already has a blog.
She even like asked me how did I grow it organically, and then I mean she's a growth business coach. I was like, you should tell me what to do. Yeah, I was like, okay. Like, I was just answering her because, I mean, she's my future client and now client. Yeah. So it's really funny.
For like, more of a disconnect, beta. Like, yes, real growth business coach, but like, wala siyang idea kung sa social media marketing, sa mga blog, sa mga YouTube, sa mga ginamingin na. There will always be people who do have no idea of what that is.
But I think like Kato Shakai, she knows. She was just asking how did I do.
Like funny. Like, like especially here mabot sa Cebu, like recently rang aware na dapat nani ang businesses para they cannot be hindi mawala ilang relevance. It will still remain relevant even in the 21st century. So moto naibay City Con sa SMC side pag I think it was August. I am not August. Mm-hmm. Yes, August. Pag August to siya. So then we also kami sad as Cebu content creators. AI, so we wanted to share the how businesses, brands can collaborate with content creators, especially here in Cebu. Wala pa kaayoy anything like that. Like, only a few take advantage. And even, like, even that few, hindi pa nila na-unlock full potential.
Yeah, no, I think business should do that because everyone is on social media. And it's for free, bitaw, to, like, get that, like, clients they want more. So they should utilize it.
Then, I've heard sa tong kanan. Like, I've heard mga, like, other people, yes, they use social media, pero, like, to post something. Pero, wala nila nang take advantage of mayo, bitaw, like, anong pwede ka mag-boost for more racial people, like, minana. So, like, still needs more education from that side.
Also, na, ang corner, no, like, digital conferences para ma-unlock ka ng potential.
Yeah. Kay, wala pa maninatap. Honestly. Wala pa ginatap. Cebu, good. Okay, like, most of the ones who know are probably the ones from Manila who have Cebu branches, but don't really like that. For like, Cebuano businesses, gamay rin kayo ang nakating advantage. And then like, naka-feel sa kung content creation, bito kayo, marasyag freelance na passion project.
No? Yeah.
Like,
if you can like
bad side, but I'm not really bad side, but downside lang niya. Yeah, but here mga sa Cebu, ang content creation is usually free. But I do content creation, but for US clients, I get paid like big time. And more like mag doubt sa kuba if you wanted to invest in your time to help
here lagi.
Okay. Because of that, because you need money to maintenance your blog,
content creation for your blog,
for other clients, like their blogs. That's what I do mostly. I manage their social media, write content for their blogs, and also publish.
I think for me, side bakay, I don't I mean, I do want to like earn from my blog, but I like sa to create content for my blog ba? And they will pay me, pero I don't pay my blog short gamay mo. If they want content na I'll create for them in my blog, they should pay me like dako.
Oh no, I don't. Yeah, I
can like. I can freelance for them. Maraling na nag-write ko before, nag-gumay na ka-effort na I was starting. It's okay because it's their like, for them ba? Pero it's if my content, my name, my brand, I can sell it short. Like, mukha na sila na, what? Some people, for me lang ha, I've been reading a lot ng good about like, my niche ba? Or example, what we're doing like for vlogging. Mukha na sila na, some kay ka ng mo, mo matag og gamay na kanang quote ba further to ako kay manager ko na you have to pay me or I won't do it. Ako mo jud na wala jud wala kwarta akong vlog kay gabi jud ko customer. I think that's the thing with for creators to do kay dili ka mo sell short kay people because advertisers will think that oh there's a lot of people like you. So like example na sila $1,000 the budget and they can kana sa mga bloggers usually kana nagko na kay they will pay $500 for one content for their blog and then kung nay mga bloggers na $50 sila pa usugot so for 1000 nimo na $1,000 na daghan 50-50 dira daghan na kay siyang nakuha ng mga SEO links niya mo juice so for me dili ko ganahan ana I mean I respect my content man good in my blog so
yeah.
It's also me because I represent ko if I sell my blog short I'm selling myself short side ba? So,
reflect mo sa chiyas sa tibulik mga blogging.
Yung community. That's why I don't like people na makabutik ko ba na kanang
they're selling.
I mean, hindi lang ako dako na blogger ha, but I think it's just a matter of, you know, effort for you to stand your kuan ba, ground.
Di ba yan, matuk, ano, like, matuk random na place.
Yeah, yeah.
Maglingkod somewhere for like, who knows how many hours
yeah.
To make something like what if usara din naka post or something then
yeah.
Not,
yeah.
What
I mean and we should like way ba like if mga for like sa gawas ba so you should like charge them bigger kun sa Philippines makasabot siguro ko na sige ingani rata ingani pero of course we're starting out and dili pa ina siya kanoon pero sa uban mo kay daghan mo mo email jud na hey can you write content for us ingana we will pay you $20 fuck you bolo so I'm doing my blog through passion manggood so I don't care if I'm getting paid or not so
we're
like maglagot jud ko daghan mo email na sa me
like it also helps that if you know what you want to accomplish
yeah,
with your
yeah,
blog
yeah.
Okay na lang gyud uban like I'm blog ko kay kaun na kong free
yeah.
Ana or like
no,
war of
GC
sa
sa danang mga kwarta na invite sila like I can gain anything okay na if like free siya bro I can gain something
yeah, yeah.
Network,
like
network
yeah network yeah network or knowledge
or kaya hasa na kay traffic yung kita pa yung magastos sa plenty
yeah
yeah
mato kasi every name ra kay tagan ra kag ng token
yeah. Think, yeah, uban ba kay Byron Bear na sila
yeah,
just
yeah.
To be there and
yeah.
Paid you.
I think
mag-well
down the dudes sa kanang
panuwa. Discrimination
yeah,
yeah. Talaga nga.
Yeah.
Like, mga bloggers uban kay Byron and ang uban kay Wa and they stay
yeah.
In the same room.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Insulto kasi yung mga.
Yeah.
Kaya Byron sila yung kita kay Wa.
Yeah.
Ano, like, nakoy story. Like, this week lang kay like, dila na ko name. This week eh na ko nadawat nga email
mm-hmm.
Like from a certain brand nga ilang gi propose like ano 3-day accommodation with free meals and free plane tickets then ano travel kit. So mo na siya like wow grabiha anyway like nakita na like in a way makakita na sila sa imong worth in a way
yeah,
ba
yeah
sa yan lang diyo ka
yeah,
to sa yan lang diyo ka to kay
yeah,
I have worth
kay makay ba ka nga bisan pag mo sa gitagan og monetary jud na kay ba ko nga it's a good investment
yeah.
Libre na gud ang Yeah. At least pa ang ilang i-return and exchange is not just GC na.
Di pa man, mo pa man kayo nakasabot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oo, oh, tinuod na dyan.
Kasi naghanta kayo pala pa kayo na pa.
Kaya naghanta kong nabasa na mo na sila na you, like example, freebies. If you should like, box up ka mo review ano. One, if it's worth it. Two, if you really, really need it, like wala ka ano, so you should accept it. But if you don't know, okay, wala kung mag-review ka man ka, if really, you need mo need.
It's the, one of the common mistakes sa mga newbie bloggers. And like, dawat na sila, dawat.
And it's good should to like, read more about it ba, and you know, talk about it with sa Facebook groups, kaya naman dyan sa ma-learn.
Mami daw, like, sa akong side, sa tech man, and kasabot ko nga, like, tech is basically like, kinopyahan na yun ang content, ano? Like,
yeah.
It's like one of the only niches that you can get away with copying everything. As long as nice source good as usual, pero mo lagi na. But, it's increasingly difficult to, ano ba, stand out, like, kung wala kayo yung own point of view. So, like, ang akong mga content sa akong blog, di ko, like, news na usual, but like opinion, inana na ba?
Yeah.
And then ang usual reviews kay like kung unsa ra akong mapalit or wala na. Kay wapa man before, wapa man ko sa point nga like maka-ask ko for review unit or whatever. Kay lisod be na siya. They expect a certain number or a certain cut na ning criteria. Lisod makay na especially sa tech. You have then oh, sumo na siya. Then, isa na siya. So, minot ka din rin, no? Sa tightrope. Again! Okay na na. Oh my God. So, guys. So,
have you tried it? Like, freelancing?
Like, once, pero like, it wasn't a move. Like, wala to na push through, but like I tried dabbling into it like once, and then like, wala lang na, like, bago pa man sa ko sa work, so like, di pa sa kikig ko, ano ba, wala pa akong ego.
Or lizard ba siya, no? Lizard. Yung freelancing ba, especially if bago pa ka kay ang rate, kay gamay.
Okay, like, common mistakes lagi, like, dawat lang sa yeah. Low rates, dili mo worth bitaw kay you know nag-start ko man so yeah. Dawat na lang sila feedback 5-star feedback in exchange of $1 per 500
words.
Yes. So more like mga ang mindset sa mga mo hire ba kay like ah, okay naman din nila
ang may
mo discriminate to jujila like wala sa mga ah, Filipino bitaw ni okay ra
sila Filipino kay $3 to $5 naman daw ibaing mo sa ni pang saya
and then pag
pero most ako na kita nyo sa search
yung sa phone it's like $20 per hour yung buwan niya ilah kay mabay na sila $3 for every 500 words na na
check mabot na ka sa point ba nga imo i-justify ang imong rate to the point yeah. Imo nang i-itemize ang imong gasto
pero gani kay tinga na sa dari siya ko ang job ko kay first pa man siya na ko na social media na client pa kay video ra mo na kay the thing about videos kay may project mo siya so kung gamay ra 3 minutes I can just whip it up mo na dali pa man ni na so 3 minutes mo na ra if magkataas kay mas na ko jud imong great pa. So, okay na ako project-based. So, first time sa nakukuran ko kaya ka ng time tracker. First time na ako kay project-based kung magpapermit kay kada video na karoon kay first time na ako ng social media something, sa Upwork. Before ka itong writer na po na ako ng one kay one six online job.ph.
Express like for articles.
Dili. By weekly yahang ko. Pero mo lang ipa-write ko niya duha ka article. Kani
per
week, weekly hang hatag niya sa paper naman. Pero mo sa lagi kay the thing about Upwork kay makapage ni mo client.
Yeah, that's why I talk to Upwork kay kanang secured mo gusto.
Yeah.
I'm sure na dili ko dagana sa akong clients because ko ano naka protect man
niya. So online kanang sa mga ingana ba kanang like online jobs.ph.
Ano sa kanang gusto ng scammers?
As in, ako ganit, kinugay ko na viral.
Oh my
na,
God.
Kumay na lang, kinugay ko na viral niya. And then, ibalik siya na ako. Igikontak ako niya niya, iyak kong i-viral niya pag niya kuha ko. Nakakaanin niya, wait ako, watch yung chlorophyll lang, nakalimutra siya ako sa ba.
Wala, nanay mga stigma ba?
Oo.
That's the nice thing about Upwork. Pero karoon sabi, ang Upwork ay strict na ba sila?
Bili na kadudali mo ko.
Okay, ako ba, 2015, like, pag 2017, kamar district sila ako.
Ako, 2017, masiguro ko ni Nicole. Pero dili pa sila strict. Karoon, kinukumigan na ganahan ni
mag-Upwork. Grabe, may kailan dyan i-review yun. Dagan na kayo ka na-reject.
Oo, i-reject ko nila. May
nalang ako, makaka-create ko pa ito. May ganyan, nakaka-create ko daw ang account. So like, if I want to double back, eh, makasulat.
Yeah, yeah.
Na. Ilan na mong ginatanan mga online services? Igsugod na kay like, ha, hayahay pa kayo na. Like, freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
Tawa na itang boost Facebook.
Karoon din na ganyan, makakita fake na account ko. Nag-try ko. Create fake na account for my client ko. Kaya mag-watch ang Facebook page. Di na dyan ko pa-create.
Ano naman?
Hindi sila doon. Kabo siya, hindi. They're reaching a point na nanay mga consequences sa mga fake account. And ano ba? Inabot naman na naka-point. So,
yeah.
So, muna siya.
Yes, baby.
Thank you. Thank you kayo nindo, ha? Thank you for coming and hello. Hey again, so I hope you enjoyed this special episode about freelancing with Mimi and Reneth. I really appreciated their time to answering questions about freelancing and talking about other weird shit. So follow Mimi at Chasing Blue. Her website's chasingblue.net. Spelling is B-L-E-U. Chasing.blue on Instagram. Chasing Blue on Facebook. So that's for Mimi. For Reneth, go to theficklefeet.com. Follow her on social media at theficklefeet. She's on Facebook and Instagram. Not sure with Twitter. You can follow me on my blog, utterlyrandomtechie.com. You can follow me on social media as well, utterlyrandomtechie on Facebook and Instagram. But since Twitter is very stubborn and only has a short username, I'm at U-R-T-E-C-H-I-E, U-R-T-E-C-H-I-E in Twitter. And if you want to follow me personally, just follow me all my social media at JulianCB. So, hope you enjoyed this special episode. Not really special. Until the next one, enjoy your tech, guys.